Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my
Welcome, everyone, to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. We are back. It is Scotty Villa, Monday Night Mike, UK Tom. Fellas, we are here post-Royal Rumble, and that means we are on the road to WrestleMania, but we are not bypassing the Rumble at all. Let's talk about that show. Guys, big night. It was a great night. We had a blast watching the Royal Rumble this year. Fun show. I'm just going to come right out and say it, guys. I gave it a 9 out of 10. I loved that show so much.
I agree. I wholeheartedly agree.
I meant more of an 8.
Okay.
But I still very much enjoyed it.
Heel Tom's here.
Well, I'm in a good mood today.
I'll ruin that, fucker.
Super fun show. It was one of those ones where we were popping all night. We loved pretty much everything that we saw throughout the night. Sure, we can nitpick a few things, and I'm sure we will today. But I want to get into the men's Royal Rumble match, if you guys are good with that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a shocking end, in my opinion. I don't think many people saw this coming. Just when you look at all the names that were in the Royal Rumble, Jey Uso isn't going to be the one that people are picking out to win the Royal Rumble and main event one of the nights of WrestleMania. But that's what we got. We got Jey Uso.
None of us picked him.
Nope.
We sure didn't.
I didn't even consider him.
No, I didn't either. For me, it was either Punk, Roman, or Cena. That's where I was going. I didn't think we'd get a surprise.
I kind of like that we did.
I'm going to remove the word kind of. I liked it a lot.
When it came down to Cena and Jay, I was like, oh, fuck.
Me too.
But and then when they were on the apron and he got him up for the attitude adjustment, I was like, oh, fuck. But when I don't think I've popped like that for anything as I did when he pushed him off the apron. In a very, very long time.
I straight up jumped. I legit jumped out of my chair. My wife can vouch for me. I jumped sideways and, in fact, completely shocked that they pulled the trigger and gave the main event to WrestleMania to Jey Uso. Wild to me. But we'll get into it as we talk about this match as to maybe why it's not as wild as we think. But, Mike, Jey Uso, one of your faves.
Yeah, Jey Uso. I did not hop out of my chair, let it be known. It was more of a, so they did that. Like, I wasn't like the rest of the goddamn internet wrestling community. First of all, fuck off, internet wrestling community. Jesus. If I mean, I tuned in to Monday Night Raw, and boy, you loudmouth babies are the smallest percentage of wrestling fans, turns out, because that crowd was way into the fact that Jey Uso is getting that main event spot at WrestleMania. Now, we say main event spot at WrestleMania, main event Saturday, sure. Because guess what? Main event Jey Uso sure as fuck ain't headlining Sunday night at WrestleMania.
I agree with that, but
that ain't happening. But still, nonetheless, exciting for wrestling fans, because no one, you couldn't in a million years be like, I had Jay winning. No, you didn't. No one did.
You see that quote unquote reporter guy? I don't even know his name. He's that so fucking unknown. That was like, I got told on Tuesday who was winning.
Shut up.
And like, Bubba Dudley went fucking off on him on Twitter. Good. It's hilarious.
It's like something too. They kept a surprise. Like, I think those who are in it in the last four or five are like, yeah, it's.
I'm not convinced Jay knew with a look on his face.
Yeah. That was a quick on the fly. The ref just like, you're going to push him out. Like, oh, shit.
I love it. There's this, like Mike had just said, this small vocal minority that loves to bitch and hate on everything that when it comes to pro wrestling, and hating on the fact that their guy didn't win the Rumble and that Jey Uso did. We saw in Cleveland on Monday night that Cleveland was pretty behind Jey Uso to the point where he basically did his entrance twice because the crowd was chanting one more time, which was fucking awesome. But I loved it for the fact that it goes back to something that I love and I've talked about on this podcast pretty much from day one. Building up a guy that's gone from a tag team to a mid-card title to now being in the main event scene, which looks like he'll be in the main event scene on Monday Night Raw through WrestleMania. I love that. I'm a huge mark for that. I don't like the quick pushes. And Jey Uso has been a slow burn to the point where even last year, a bunch of us are like, what the fuck is going on with Jey Uso? He's not doing anything. He's not really invested in any storylines on Raw. And then the Bloodline storyline happens going into Survivor Series, and then he's got the matches with Gunther at Saturday Night's main event. It was that slow burn, almost like what they did with Drew McIntyre leading into 2020. And I love that. I love the fact that he's been a tag team guy, gone singles, won the Intercontinental Championship, had some decent little runs with that, some decent matches, and now they're pushing him to a main event to see how over and how well he will work as one of the faces of the company. We saw it. He's taken LA Knight's heat in the air shine in the Slim Jim commercials. It's not an LA Knight product anymore. Jey Uso is in that commercial now and outshining LA Knight when it comes to that. That to me says so much about how the WWE feels about Jey Uso right now. So I think it's the right call. Would I have liked it to have been Punk? Absolutely. But you shocked me. You got me. I jumped out of my chair. I think it's a great decision. And if we get more promos like we did on Raw this week, where he's a little bit more serious, and I've always said this about his promos, not a huge fan of like when he's all hyped up, but when he gets serious, I like the way he speaks and like the way he talks. I'm
that promo
invested.
Was bad. It was bad.
It was fun.
Jey Uso is bad on the mic.
It was fun.
Thank God he's got the crowd eating.
I gotta agree with Mike. That was a fucking awful promo.
And you know what? Like, he was emotional, and I don't want to spend too much time on Monday Night Raw because we have a lot to get over in the Royal Rumble here. But he's got awful on the mic. Play a song, get the hands waving. That's over. Good enough.
So I think one of the other shocking moments of the Royal Rumble this weekend was a moment that initially I was ready to shit all over, and that is Ishow Speed, whoever the fuck that is.
Man, I knew when he came in. Keep going, though, Tom. Preach.
Entering the rock. I popped more for Akira Tozawa than I did when they sent Speed out there. And then he just got murdered, and now I quite like him. And my God, I think I've watched that spear 500,000 times since
you and
Saturday.
300 million other impressions
Holy
on that. So,
fuck, he got ran over.
Yes. So it for me, I know who like iShow Speed was, and also second appearance in the Fed. He took an RKO from Randy Orton.
Was that him?
That was him. Yeah. Oh. Okay. Yeah. So he's huge name in this streaming world, and like there's a youth audience behind it. It's very calculated. It kind of comes with the baggage of a Logan Paul. Really worked out for him on the social impressions, as you saw on Monday Night Raw. And guess what? He did get killed by Bron Breakker. The spear was excellent. Like, it was excellent. And everyone, like, that gets it over. But when he does his, like, suey thing and that crowd chanted it back, you're like, oh, people know me. Like, yeah. He's known. And as much as, like, again, I'm here with the two hardest of the hardcore wrestling fans, those moments at showing too where Hunter's just like, no, like, this is what we do now. It's like having a celebrity come out, right? Like if a Knoxville came out or something like that. This is that era of celebrity now.
I don't mind the celebrities at all. And I'm usually the first to admit that I don't know who they are and they're not aimed at me. But if they're going to get in the ring and get run over by Bron Breakker, then I'm all for it. Keep doing it.
Agreed. Agreed.
I mean, other notable things. I mean, outside of Jey Uso, obviously the big surprise. I like the opener. I think it was really smart to start with Penta and Mysterio, even though there's, of course, the botch talked about the internet or more fire for both heat hitting. I thought they passed by it really quick.
Yeah.
Like,
act as if.
Tell them it's just 1 foot and move on. And it was great. It was really well handled.
If you're paying that much attention, like, I couldn't tell you honestly whether it was 1 or 2 feet.
I mean,
watching the show.
Yeah, and that's it. Like, the show was that engaging, and they were really, really great to get it going. Joe Hendry. Yeah.
I believe in Joe Hendry.
It turns out Indianapolis believes as well.
Yeah.
It was a fairly loud reaction.
Well, I saw some people saying, oh, the pop wasn't that loud. They're all fucking singing the song. They weren't popping in the traditional way. They were all singing his song. And then the people that didn't know a song were popping. So I was perfectly fine with it. I was perfectly fine with his appearance in the Rumble. Some people saying he didn't get enough shine. Some people saying he didn't get over enough. I don't know, man. He had a stare down with Roman. He got his shit in on The Miz, which I think is shouldn't be taken lightly. He hit his finisher on Miz. So I was like, fuck yeah, there we go. But yeah, I loved it. I'm curious to see if there's any more interaction between WWE and Joe Hendry in the upcoming year.
Yes, absolutely. Another big one. All is right in the wrestling world. AJ Styles has returned.
Yeah.
And
the right
hear
music.
The music and the right music. We are back to normal. Wrestling is saved. Nice to see AJ Styles back. Clearly not going to be a high list pick to win that thing, but it's nice to see AJ back coming into Mania season. That's really exciting.
You also got a really good pop. Obviously,
yeah.
It's AJ
for sure.
Fucking Styles.
It's AJ fucking Styles. That's right.
It's perfect too because AJ Styles with the Rumble. That's where he debuted in the Fed, right? Yeah. So that just that AJ pop in the Rumble will get me every single time.
Yeah. I think in the men's Rumble, like I obviously like the whole show. I'm with Scotty. We're giving it a 9 out of 10. Seems like the most fitting score. I think the big players are probably my biggest downvote here of like CM Punk's work in the Rumble. Besides eating the spear, like for Roman, that was really cool to see Bron Breakker hit that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
that was really good. But Seth as well, Drew McIntyre, I feel all kind of fell flat, and I think maybe that's the idea in this Rumble is that they aren't the stars. I'm happy with Jacob Fatu's performance. Also wished it was a little bit better.
I'm not happy with who threw him out.
Yeah, I mean,
was Braun Strowman
choice, obviously.
Was Braun Strowman throwing him out the, I guess, Braun getting his heat back from the Saturday Night Main Event match where Jacob Fatu almost ended him? Like, do you think that's why they did
I
that?
Think so. I think
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. I was happy with the big stars in the match. I was happy that we got Roman at what, 16 or 17, and he was in there for half the match. I like that. I love.
Didn't do fuck all, but he was in
there. But that's my thing. Like, his entrance is more rewarding than him actually in ring. Granted, what came of it after the elimination, right? Well, like, yes, that's what you wanted, and I think it carved out the story there with Seth Roman and Punk.
Let's get
being
into
that.
That
mix too.
Let's get into that, because
sure,
you've got Roman and Seth brawling along the ropes. Punk dumps them both. And as soon as that happens, I feel it's safe to say a majority of us wrestling fans watching the Rumble, like, all right, Punk's got the Rumble now. He just dumped out the other two biggest stars. And then seconds later, Logan Paul dumps out CM Punk, where I yelled out so loud I was mad. Because I was like, they're giving it to Logan Paul. Are you kidding me? Which is fine. But I wanted Punk to win because I picked him. But then you've got...
Sure, you know what? Didn't we all?
But then you've got Roman yelling at Punk saying, what are you doing? Why would you do that? We were a team a couple months ago. Now you're doing this. To Seth Rollins stomping with 2 feet on Roman Reigns' head outside and losing it on Roman, getting in Paul Heyman's face, getting in Punk's face, this nice little organized chaos that happened there to plant seeds of, are we getting a triple threat at Mania? Are we getting Roman versus Seth at Mania? Are we getting Punk again with Seth? What's going to happen? Is this an Elimination Chamber situation? I loved it. Any like lull that I had about these superstars and megastars in the Rumble match completely paid off there with that elimination and that exchange afterwards. I was happy with it.
Yeah, they're keeping the ball rolling. Hunter's obviously, like, it almost feels like the new generation for Hunter, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yes, we have these big stars and these big marquee names that we can place anywhere. Like, the Rumble isn't defining where they're going to be on the Sunday night show, especially this year. Like, I think almost the Rumble will kind of define the Saturday night show, especially with these big names coming in when they want. I like that there's build there. Like, I know Scotty was saying it's just like this huge match of like Cody Punk versus Romans. Like, I don't think it's going to be that in Mania. I really don't.
I think we're getting the Fatal 4-Way.
Yeah, I don't.
I think Punk or Seth win the Rumble at the Chamber in Toronto, and then it somehow turns into some giant clusterfuck. Then everybody gets their main event that they're bitching about.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know because of the Cena press conference, right?
Yeah, Cena can eat a dick. He's not going to win the Chamber.
Like, it wouldn't surprise me at this point if they give him the championship.
I don't think they will.
It really wouldn't shock me if they did.
Yeah, yeah. Any other highlights from the men's room, or do we want to move on to the women's?
Let's move on to the women's.
One of my favorite little parts of the Rumble that is one of my favorites just because it's something I never thought would happen, and that was Penta and Roman double teaming people.
Yeah.
I got a kick out of that.
Yeah. Which was...
I just thought that was fun.
I agree.
You know what? To leaving remark, Penta is getting the push of a lifetime.
Yeah. And he's doing well with it, 2 feet on the floor aside.
You know what? I agree with you. I feel like his raw presence, like, I think they're just giving him more action to be like, learn how to slow down.
And he like, did we're, quick.
Yeah, and I really think he's doing excellent to the Fed style. There's moments, I think, where he's just like, oh, usually I'd go 100 miles an hour here. No, like, really start embracing the Fed style. Like, your moves will be way more impactful than they ever have been when you wrestle this way.
Well, it's like I said in the group chat, like, I love that they're letting him do the Destroyer in WWE. I also love that we're not seeing 500 of them every match.
That's right. Making moves special again, right? Yes. So it's a big takeaway too, is like, they clearly see stock for letting Penta go as long as he did in the Rumble. You love to see that when you're bringing in new stars. And I think it's just another fuck you to AEW to be like, no, this is how you build talent. Like, this is how you bring a person in, and this is how you do something with them.
And considering the conversation of, oh, Penta can't sell, that's been going on for years.
Fuck off.
That fucker was selling his ass off the whole Rumble and on Raw.
Yep. I agree.
His first night on Raw, that's what we noticed the most. Like, oh, he's working. This is a Fed style. Yep. But yeah. I agree.
He's working. Saying. He's working the Fed style.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Women's Rumble. Let's go.
Match of the night.
Agreed.
Best
hands
women's
down.
Rumble.
Like
best women's Rumble ever.
Yeah.
Agreed again.
Without a doubt. It. You know, another thing for the internet wrestling community is like, they never give women a chance. Fuck you. Fuck off. This is what you wait for. People too, where they're just like, it was okay. Like, do we watch the same fucking thing? Even like all planned spots, like the Rumble has them. It's like, it's by definition of the match. I thought all of them were pretty damn good. If not, like, I don't know if there's a moment where I was like, that sucked.
I think this. Go on, Scott.
I was just going to say, I'm going to throw out my nitpick. I was really irritated with Bianca and Naomi's involvement throughout the match. I know they're a team, but I felt like they were just fucking around like a little bit, and I noticed it too much. I know there's always some fucking around, but I don't know why, but I just noticed it with them. Maybe it's because they had like bright neon green, so they were always in my eye. But other than that, like, still best women's Rumble match ever. I thought it was great. There was so much young women's talent when it came to when it came to NXT wrestlers, even just the younger wrestlers on the main roster. Lyra Valkyria, Ivy Nile, like Lash Legend, those ladies brought it, and it was such a fun show. Io Sky was fantastic again.
Io fucking Sky, man, what a talent. What a goddamn talent. And kind of justified me watching Monday Night Raw. Io Sky can make anyone look like a million fucking bucks.
Mm-hmm.
For me, Io Sky, I still hate calling her that, but Io Sky is the best wrestler in WWE, regardless of gender.
Man, Io Sky is a fucking talent. Like, you may not be far off with that.
But for me, the standout in the Royal Rumble, once again, was Chelsea Green.
Oh, man. Okay. Glad you brought it up. The Fed is so good at being able to have like the touch of comedy, all of these things. Chelsea Green is a great comedic relief in a clusterfuck match like that. Chelsea Green is so entertaining to watch, like actually laughing where I'm like, this is really fucking well done.
She was fantastic.
Absolutely fantastic. I you know what? There's very few in this match I would say weren't fantastic for the women.
Yeah.
Nikki Bella.
Yeah.
Speaking of, we'll get into the quote unquote surprises here in the women's Royal Rumble match. Guys, pop of the night. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Alexa Bliss. Let's talk about the return of that one was probably my legit pop of the night. I was like, holy shit.
Me too.
I screamed.
Yeah. It was, and so did Indianapolis. There was no louder pop in that night than Alexa Bliss. And I thought she looked great in the Rumble.
Looked awesome.
She did. Awesome. She looked good. I would struggle to tell you anything she did, but that's because the show was 3 days ago now.
Yeah.
That was a genuine surprise, too. It makes me wonder whether the WWE fed the story to the sheets of her not coming back or whether that was actually a thing or not.
So, dirty say, they signed that deal day of. A new 5-year deal for Alexa Bliss that day.
Yeah, well, the Dirties also said she wasn't coming back.
Because what was it? They said through the run-through, Shotzi had that spot.
So Meltzer is saying that he believes that he was fed bullshit by the WWE about Alexa Bliss to throw everybody off. So he would report that, oh, she's not coming back. There's a contractual issue. She's going to be home for months, this, this, and that. And now he's having to, he's not quote unquote retracting everything. He's covering his ass now. Kind of thing.
Meltzer,
right?
Is no one's giving him shit. You're out of touch, old man.
So
like, yeah. You have been passed by the Sean Ross Saps of the world. Sorry.
Yeah. I gotta be honest. I don't care either way. I love Alexa Bliss. I think she's one of the most talented and underrated wrestlers in that women's division since she's been called up to the main roster. She's a fucking star. I'm a wide open Alexa Bliss mark. Love the work she's done. Love the storylines she's been involved in. The Fiend stuff. It was the Fiend stuff. Like it might have been a miss for some people. I was fully invested up until you couldn't invest anymore. But I love that she's back. I loved that she got that massive reaction. And then she came in there and got her shit in, looked very, very good doing it. I didn't notice any ring rust, but it's easy to hide once you've done your spots in a rumble match.
Yeah.
So I'm so happy she's back. The word is she'll be on Raw, which is interesting because the Wyatt Six just got moved to SmackDown. So who knows if that's any relevance at all or has any.
The who?
The Wyatt Six. They're a group that. Yeah, they've already given up. Apparently someone's hurt, so that's why they're not on TV right now. But loudest pop of the night. I've watched her return online multiple times, and every time it's like, fuck yeah, this is awesome. A huge pop for a returning superstar that nobody thought was coming back.
Yeah. And then obviously the returning Charlotte Flair getting pyro during a Rumble entrance.
Don't like that.
Yeah, that seemed a little much. I mean, the Indianapolis crowd was really high on Charlotte Flair, which was weird when Monday night rolled around and it was not the case. It's very much so like, oh, Charlotte's back. Like, okay, could be a potential baby face. And then that, within seconds, she
blew up in their face.
Coming onto Raw is like, oh, you're no fucking baby face. You're universally hated. Okay.
Yeah. Also, what the fuck happened to her face?
Oh, man, I was watching with my girlfriend, and let me tell you, she said the same thing. She's like, wow, that is work done. I'm like, yeah. Also, got to be the most unflattering fucking ring gear. You know, Charlotte Flair, you're a physical specimen. But much like myself, I'm all back. I got no butt. So I wouldn't be choosing that gear myself. But hey, all the power to you. We're not here to throw shame, but someone should have gave you their honest opinion. Like, maybe you don't wear it.
You can't be rocking droopy drawers in the Royal Rumble. You just can't.
Yeah,
it looks bad.
You can't. Oh. It looked awful. And that, and then that's all you see. That's all I could see. I'm like, fuck.
We do have to give major props to Jordynne Grace, making her WWE official debut, WWE superstar.
Man.
Coming out looking like a million bucks.
Fantastic again.
Right? And then working like a million bucks too. The rolling Death Valley driver that she gave to Piper Niven.
Incredible. Jordynne Grace, look out, women's division. You're fucked.
Them girls are going to have to work.
Yeah. Oh, man. Her and Mommy, let's go. Get that book ASAP.
Her and fucking everyone. She is going to drag everybody up a level.
Yeah, she's a bona fide star. And again, another great Rumble showing. Well, Trish Stratus.
Well, that leads nicely into what I was just going to say.
Go for it. So
Scotty threw in a little nitpick earlier, and I've got my little nitpick, which I already talked about in the group chat, and I fully acknowledge that this is probably more of a me thing, but we only got two legends, and they're my favorite part of the Rumble. And Trish Stratus can still work her ass off, and I love to see her any opportunity we get. Couldn't give a flying donkey fuck about Nikki Bella.
Yeah.
You and the world. There was nobody in the guys. Like, they could have put somebody in. Like,
it's
X-Pac. Throw X-Pac in there.
You know, I think it kind of came up in our group chat as well. It did, yeah. I think those days are over when there's so much talent.
I disagree. I think we'll still get one or two in each Rumble.
I think if you do anything, just do the gimmicked Battle Royale.
Oh, that would be fun.
Yeah, like if you want to fill that nostalgia void, yeah, let's do it there. Or let's do it at a Saturday night main event where I think that plays more. I just think at the Rumble now, when there's so much young talent has a chance,
the thing
I could do without.
Mickie James was right fucking there.
Right.
Put her in the Rumble instead of Jada Parker. Who the fuck wants to watch Jada Parker? Who the fuck is Jada Parker?
I'll give you that one. I do agree. I wasn't like, bummed out at all. That
right
we
there.
I didn't mind that we didn't get a bunch of returnees for that were legends, because Trish Stratus was big enough. I think they probably look at Charlotte like one of those people because it is her return as well. You got Alexa Bliss. You got Jordynne Grace. After that, you've got
you're right.
You got a full locker. But I think we're getting past the stage and age of we need to keep bringing back legends. One, because a lot of these legends are still working. They're 50 to 60 and they're still working and are signed with other companies. I would have loved it if Double J had showed up, but Double J can't. So it's just so many guys are still working. Still working. And I'm also just a Double J.
Jim Duggan was there.
I mean, yeah. We got the title of the episode during that rant. So who the fuck is Jada Parker? the name of this week's episode.
Are you guys happy with it? A good mood. Are you happy with Charlotte being the winner? Even like it seemed pretty.
Yeah, sure.
On par.
I think
with...
we knew when they announced her for the Rumble. That was a lock.
Are you mad because we didn't get Becky?
No.
No, Becky gets fucking shit on this pod. This is probably the best that Becky Lynch didn't come out.
Before we move on
her
to
book's
the,
I just, very good. I will say that.
I just want to say one
you
more thing before we move
on
to the ladder match is we have to talk about Roxanne Perez.
Yes. Yep.
Longest ever person in the Rumble for the Women's Rumble. She set that record. She's very tiny, but I think Tom had said it in our group chat. She could be like a little evil Spike Dudley size undersized character that has a bigger presence and will back people down. Could she use a heater? Possibly, but in the Rumble, she was fantastic. Fantastic.
And it wasn't lazy, like pass it by, actual work rate.
Yeah.
Like actually moving, actually getting shit done is a hell of a performance. Like absolutely incredible. And again, like I don't know enough of the NXT work to like judge the heel. I know you guys say not a great heel.
I don't think she's not a great heel. The promos are good. For me, it's just the size without a heater. And for me, I think I said this in our group chat. Put Lash Legend with her.
Mm-hmm. That's great if you're going to try to get that over, sure.
Like Lash Legend, for want of a better comparison, could be Roxanne Perez's Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
And I know that's what they're trying to do with Raquel Rodriguez and Liv Morgan, but Raquel is like a fucking wet fart, so just release her. Like, Jesus Christ.
Let's get to you could call it one of the other main events of this night. It is the WWE Championship match. It's the ladder match between Cody Rhodes and Kevin Owens. Holy fuck, boys. This could be right up there in my top five ladder matches of all time. I loved this match.
Yeah, I don't like giving Cody credit, but I really fucking have to, because this was an excellent, excellent ladder match. Both these guys fucking tore it down. Both these guys took some hilarious bumps. There is times where the car group chat blowing up like, oh god damn.
The first sort of 10 minutes I was like, oh, this is too slow.
I think that build intentionally made this
I agree
the match I wanted.
And that fisherman buster onto the ladder that Cody took, holy shit. And I think we both knew with these two maniacs in a ladder match, we've seen what Kevin Owens has done before. We've seen what Cody's done in AEW. We knew we were getting something and we got it.
We did. Yeah. That fisherman buster, Cody took it. Kevin ate all of that ladder in the back of his head. Like that isn't seen very much, but man, he took it and they sold it well. They sold it so fucking well. I loved everything about it. Everything about it. And then the Alabama slam off of the announce table through the ladder to Kevin Owens. The second it happened, and after I was done popping, I was like, you can't plan to land like that beforehand. You've just got to hope for the best that you get a cool landing where you've got a cool angle where the camera guy can get right in there. It couldn't have gone more perfectly. I'm sure Kevin might disagree because he's probably in a lot of pain, but for us viewers, it was perfection. It was perfection. The camera angle, the way he sat, it was great.
It, so I agree. Go ahead, Tom.
So what was really fun for me was James walked in 5 seconds before that bump happened.
Ooh.
And his exact words were, "Holy fuck, I just watched a guy die."
Yeah. You know, it's when moves like that happen, it can turn a person, right? Like, and the shots they gave after it was where I was just like, oh, motherfuck. Like, just keep thinking of like turning Cody heel and me being, no, no, they won't do it. If you wanted to, if you really fucking wanted to, that was the moment. Him standing over the beaten Kevin Owens, you're just like, God damn. Like, if you really wanted to do this, this could be it, because that was violent. And it was a great end. I think a fantastic way to end that match.
I also think we just got to touch on that back body drop that he took onto the ladder that was kind of on its side. I know he's taken that bump a couple of times, and every single time it makes me cringe.
You've seen so many people are replying on Twitter, talking about it on Twitter, of like, Kevin just must like that bump because he's the only guy that does it. Yeah. He doesn't pull it out every single time, but he's pulled it out a few times enough that it's Kevin Owens' move, basically. But good Lord. His back has just taken a beating.
Have you guys seen the one where he takes the Michinoku driver on the ladder like that?
I think so.
It's disgusting.
it's violent. I agree with what Mike was saying earlier about that edge of Cody where he's standing above and you see Kevin being moved out of the ladder. You see blood on the floor from Kevin bleeding. Sami Zayn's there holding, making sure his friend's okay. And Cody Rhodes is like, that's what he wanted. He wanted this. He wanted this. Sammy, I did what I had to do because this is what Kevin wanted. I love that. I like when they give Cody a bit more of an edge, and just phenomenal, phenomenal. It was funny. My stepson was sitting on the couch watching a movie on his laptop while that match is on. And my wife was sitting at the kitchen table behind us. And she texts me being like, he paused his movie about 4 minutes into this match, and he didn't start watching his movie again until way after. So it hooked him. And
yeah,
that tells you everything you need to know about this match and what the Royal Rumble really was. It every match caught people's attention. So loved it. We're getting up against the clock here a little bit, fellas, but Motor City Machine Guns had a hell of a showing against DIY. In a 2 out of 3 falls match.
Both teams look great. Dude. I really enjoyed that match, and I really wanted it to steal the show. Unfortunately, this was a pretty star-studded Royal Rumble and a hell of a title match. But I like that they're making efforts towards the tag team division. I think that's really cool.
It's a hell of a match. I really liked it.
Yep. I see a lot of people on the internet were like, oh yeah, like a C+. I'm like, we didn't watch the same wrestling match. Like, no. I thought that was a great display of tag team wrestling in a time where we really, really need some great tag team wrestling.
Yeah, we were all saying in the group chat there where tag team wrestling is fucking awesome. We want more of it. We want more of it to mean something. So maybe this is a launching point. But guys, awesome Royal Rumble this year. Let us know what you think on the socials at In My House Pod. Let us know if you liked the winners, what you saw. If you didn't like anything, if you're going to nitpick things like I do all the time. At In My House Pod, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. That's where you'll find us. Fellas, anything else?
Next
episode is 100.
100.
We'll miss our very, very special UK Tom, but we hope he enjoys his vacation.
I'll have some breaking news as well for next week. So
you're pregnant.
I'm always fat. I'm just always This is In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. Welcome to my house. Play that music too loud. Show me what you do now. We don't have to go out. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. Welcome to my house. It's my house.
Wowie!